Seth Bowles. Trying to feed it into Keegan Dakota Valentine. He gets tipped away by Jack Stern.
Now, Johnny on the spot, Jack Stern. Because I'll tell you, he's playing his heart out. Doesn't score a lot, but he's the hardest worker I've seen.
Lakers inbounds it. And it's actually tipped, but Keegan Valentine gets it back down to Trent Cunningham in for 2 points. And we're tied at 35. 2 minutes remain. Fifth tie of the night. Erla across midcourt, and he lost it. Bounced off a shoe, and Seth Bowles has it. Now it's back to Mason Erla. Erla down to the right block, going to work, and an offensive foul. Mason Erla picks up his fourth personal, and the team's third on the offensive. Went a little bit out of control in the lane, and it gives it back to Lakers. We've had 11 combined turnovers in this fourth quarter after having only five in the third. All tied up at 35 apiece, a minute 40 left. Pressure coming from both teams. Into the corner to Cunningham, to Valentine in the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And Dakota Valentine will be going to the line for two shots. Fouls against number three, Mason Earl. We've seen the last of him. That is his fifth personal foul, and he is fouled out. This is a big foul against Cass City.
Oh, especially.
And a big hole to fill.
Oh, you bet.
Dakota Valentine has 10 points. Going to the line for two shots.
Mason Erla had 10 points this half, and then finishes the night with 16.
Logan Schenk replaces him. At the line, shooting two. Dakota Valentine misses the first. Still tied up at 35. Minute 34 left in the fourth. Of what crowd we have here tonight? They're getting loud, finally. Dakota Valentine's second free throw, just as ugly as the first, but rebound, Trent Cunningham keeps the possession alive. Brennan Wisner, top of the key. Taking his time, Sawyer Cathrell now within 6 feet. Over to Keegan Valentine, right wing. And Seth Bowles, right elbow. Dribbles three times, gets Cunningham inside the lane, goes up for the shot. And they're going to say it was tipped ball, and it goes Lakers ball on the baseline. That looked like a second-degree misdemeanor from my point of perspective. And now we have a timeout called by Jeremy Majeski, a full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network. 35-35, a minute 16 left in the fourth.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this, no customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Lakers inbounds it to Seth Bowles right at midcourt and gets it in the hands of Brennan Wisner. With 70 seconds left, we're all tied up between Cassidy and Lakers. Keegan Valentine to Seth Bowles, mid-range jump shot, no good. Rebound, Jack Stern, and we have a jump ball.
Laker ball.
Laker ball.
Minute and 3 seconds to go. Tied it up, 35-35.
Trent Cunningham inbounding for Lakers to Keegan Valentine, right wing. 1 minute remains in the fourth quarter. 35-35. Brennan Wisner, right wing. Dribbles once, back up to Keegan Valentine. Left wing, Trent Cunningham. Back up to Keegan Valentine.
45 seconds.
Interesting here, they put Brennan Wisner on the wing now.
That's for a drive.
Feeds it into Seth Bowles. Right block goes up for the shot. He is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots with 37 seconds left. Fouls against number 23, Logan Schenk, his first, team's fifth. So two more fouls until bonus for Lakers. Seth Bowles in line shooting two regardless. First free throw is up, and this one's off the mark. Hits iron but cannot sink. Still tied, 35-35, 37.3 seconds left. Second free throw off the front of the iron, no good. We have a jump ball, and this one will go to Cass City. The man on that jump ball for Cass City, you guessed it, Jack Stern. Into Parker Hare, back to Jack Stern. All the way to the right wing, back up top of the key to Parker Hare. Into the corner to Sawyer Cuthrell. Parker Hare left wing, 25 seconds left. Still tied, 35s. Parker Hare into the right wing. And we have a timeout called by Aaron Fernald and Cass City with 19 seconds left on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hey, Ted, you don't look so good.
Haven't been sleeping very well lately. My home heating prices are outrageous this winter. I can't keep up. I've had to turn down the heat and pile on the blankets, and I just can't take it anymore.
Sounds like you need to switch to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler Propane offers a price protection guarantee so you can rest easy knowing your heating bill won't go over a certain price all season long. And you can sleep well knowing you're helping the community prosper by choosing a local company that services the entire Thumb area. So come on, give Kohler's Propane a toll-free call at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Everybody get up. Everybody get up.
19 seconds remain. And we're all square on the WLEW Sports Network. Cass City 35, Lakers 35. Cass City with the ball underneath their own hoop. Sawyer Cuthrell inbounding. Parker Hare right at midcourt brings in the inbound. 15 seconds left. Trying to get to Sawyer Cuthrell for three. Top of the key. It's up. It's off the mark. Rebound. Kyle Ross up for the layup. It's good. The basket counts for Kyle Ross and one. 7.5 seconds left. In the fourth quarter, 37-35, Kyle Ross for the old-fashioned three-point play here. Foul goes against number 12, Trent Cunningham, his second, team seventh. So they put Parker Hare and Sawyer Cuthrell in for rebounders for Kansas City. Kyle Ross getting one free throw, leading by 2 points. Free throws up from the left team. It's good. Three-point ball game, 7.5 seconds left. Lakers has one timeout left. We'll see if they take it. Inbound to Brennan Wisner. Across midcourt. Could have double dribbled. Pulls up for the three. It is no good. And they say it's tipped out of bounds by Cass City. Laker ball with 1.3 seconds left. Brennan Wisner was knocked to the ground on the shot. And they call timeout Jeremy Majeski, his final full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network. 38-35, Cass City leading by three with 1.3 seconds left. One more shot here. Four Lakers coming up.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. The 2014s are almost all gone, but hurry in while we still have a few left. Take home a new 2014 Ford Escape Titanium with heated seats and park assist package for only $26,987. Or drive out with a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Latitude with a V6, 9-speed automatic, backup camera, and more for only $23,987. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Carroll on M81 or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
One final timeout for the Lakers facing a 3-point deficit with 1.3 seconds left. They have the ball on their own baseline underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. They need a three to tie, and they have one chance to do it. It takes 0.4 seconds to grab the ball. They feed it into Dakota Valentine for three, left wing. It's up. It is short, and we have a final. Cass City wins it 38-35 on the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have your postgame show and breakdown of this game that you just